Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's a firm believer in the concept of the big lie, that if you repeat something silly often enough, people will start to believe it. Today, Kevin blows the whistle on two big lies, one about the 50th anniversary of a certain record company, the other about the post-war playing of tenor saxophonist Lester Young. Here's Young with Nat Cole on piano and Buddy Rich on drums.
This year, Verve Records is celebrating its 50th anniversary at Carnegie Hall and on TV and with a bunch of CDs. But the label wasn't started till 1956. The excuse was, it's been 50 years since producer Norman Granz recorded the first sessions he eventually issued on that label. Never mind that Granz sold Verve after only 6 years and didn't come to the Carnegie concert and wouldn't have known most of the performers if he had. Anyway, as part of the hoopla, Verve has reissued two fine old sessions produced by Granz on a CD called Lester Young Trio. This is Lester Young, Nat Cole, and Buddy Rich. A trio of Lester Young, Nat Cole, and Buddy Rich sounds like a record producer's idea. Norman Granz wasn't the only producer to throw far-flung players together. Here you have a tenor saxophone star so big everyone knew him by his nickname, Prez, short for the president, and a great piano player who also had a successful singing career and a loud drum solo expert. Producers also love a gimmick. This band had no bass player 50 years before that became a trend. Anyway, this odd session worked. Buddy Rich knew the simple joys of keeping time with brushes, and Lester Young sounded very good after World War II, although the big lie about Prez is he emerged from the army a broken man. They'd kicked him out a few months earlier on a marijuana beef. The broken man myth is a good tragic story, but since Young hated the army, would he be sad they kicked him out? This is I Want to Be Happy. The Lester Young CD also includes another short session from the same period, with Nat Cole again on piano, trumpeter Sweets Edison, and 20-year-old Dexter Gordon on tenor sax. It's obvious Dexter was heavily influenced by Lester Young, but he already had his own wild energy, which would later inspire John Coltrane. Norman Granz recorded that session, perhaps as early as 1943. Hey, wouldn't that make this year the 51st anniversary of Verve Records?
Kevin Whitehead writes for Pulse, CD Review, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed the Verve reissue, Lester Young Trio.